The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
This broadcast is for information purposes only and should not be regarded as a recommendation or an offer to sell or solicitation of an offer to buy securities or investments mentioned herein. This broadcast is the opinion of Jordan Kimmel. At the time of this broadcast, a member of Mr. Kimmel's household owns shares of the company discussed in this program. Additional information on topics discussed herein available upon request.
This is Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Profitable Investing is a show that will take you through the ever-changing world of investing for a profit. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And folks, welcome back to Magnet Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And it's been disappointing. I've had to miss a couple weeks. There's been some keynote speeches around the country that just happened to fall on our hour. It is a pleasure being back with the group here at Voice America. And as usual, we have a couple of outstanding guests lined up. In fact, we're going to bring Michael Colville back on the show. Remember Michael, the author of The Turtle Traders and Trend Following, probably one of the most influential authors out there, is going to join us to talk about his new documentary movie. Very interesting. Talk about taking personal responsibility of your investment in title, unfortunately, is called Broke. We're also going to bring on Terry Warren. We're going to bring him on from Nature's Finest, talking about his website, offering some alternatives to those hardcore pharmaceuticals. But first, let's spend some time on this segment, again, diving into the market and catching up on what's new at Magnet. And I've shared for about a year, some of you kind of thought I was kidding, we talked about a full 300-page hardcover book being published by John Wiley. And the good news is I got my copy yesterday, which means the bookstores will have them next week. Book looks beautiful. Again, very proud of what we did here. It's endorsed by some wonderful endorsements by S&P and some of the top money managers, frankly, in the country, and Morgan Stanley and what have you. It's all about, again, the theory that if you want to be average, there's no problem, there's no embarrassment, there's no issue in finding yourself a low-cost index fund and being a professional at what you do. But if you want a higher return, diversification only brings mediocrity. It's okay, again, to use the low-cost funds and the index funds, but if you're going to hire a manager and he's going to take a management fee, don't let them rip you off by being closet indexes. It's the theory of the book, and again, what we've done, we showed you the top 20 ranked stocks as of the publishing of the book. We're excited to see how the list does and how the book does, but it's called The Magnet Method of Investing. It's basically on your bookstores next week. Go to Amazon.com and get an advanced copy. But the book is out, and it is a wonderful feeling. The other thing I share, we talked about for a year and a half or so only being available to use our professional money management with foundations and institutions. And now, with National Securities and National Asset Management, we're for the first time in a couple of years available to help individuals with their own money. So if we can help you in any way, the theory is this has got to be one of the hardest businesses ever to be in. The reason, of course, look, the news is absolutely horrible right now. Most individuals are stuck in a money market figuring out, well, when's this market going to quit? It's only up 45% in a couple months following the March 9th low. This has got to be a mirage. This has got to be a dead cat bounce. This has got to be a bear market rally, isn't it? Well, you're seeing the new lows as of yesterday shrink to three names. One of them happens to be a $3 stock. One of them happens to be a $4 stock, neither of them with earnings. You have basically on the New York, NASDAQ, and American markets combined, three companies making a 52-week low. That's about as strong as a reading as you're ever going to find to tell you the downside leadership has left the building, folks, and you need to find your way out of the cellar, out of the bombshell, out of the fear-mongering people telling you that this time it's different, this time America won't come back, this time nobody wants to drive a car, nobody wants to own a home, nobody wants to, and in that face, the new leadership comes from the medical area, the software company, the chips, the retail business services. Folks, those are all indicative of a market that's already turned and people are telling you don't invest. And this is why the market is so hard. Remember just a year and a half ago when everything looked so good and the Dow was at almost 15,000 and you couldn't buy a crane because you had to be on a waiting list? And everyone wanted all their money in the market and excessive leverage was being used by everybody who could? You have to remember, if you want to make money in the stock market, if you want to make money with investments, you have to buy when people are fearful, and you have to be cautious when everybody is greedy. It's almost impossible to learn that lesson. It's almost impossible to control your emotions, especially when the news is absolutely horrible and the unemployment levels are increasing and the state budgets are at deficits and the fearmongers are telling you the world is coming to an end, and yet the market, forget about the indexes being up 45%, forget about China market being up 80%, the international market 70%. If you had isolated the top companies, the ones that they were throwing away with the baby water, the top-ranked magnet stocks with cash flow, revenue, earnings, margin acceleration, the move on many of these stocks has been dramatically higher than the indexes themselves. So no, we can't tell you to come off the ledge. No, we can't tell you to control your emotions. We can only do it for those people who are willing to use professional money management and go back to the job that they do best, whether they're dentists, whether they are lawyers, whether they are architects, or whether they're just simply a professional at what they do. If you want to be a professional in this business, it is not a part-time job. In fact, what we're going to talk with a little bit later, we're going to talk with Michael Covell, who has actually worked with, sat with, interviewed the single top most successful money managers in the world. A couple of them, frankly, have some passages in my book that was just released. One of them, Jimmy Rogers, who's extensively interviewed in Michael's new documentary. And frankly, it's all about personal responsibility, knowing what you're doing, knowing who you are. Most importantly, and I'll save it for his segment, partially when to be in the game and when to be watching, when to keep your eyes up. But what I'll tell you is the book is out, folks. I want you to take a look at it. I want you to go and buy the book. The only way you can become a better investor is two ways. Read every single book you can from the people who do it best, and then get out there and either try it on your own. Understanding it takes a huge amount of dedication, a huge amount of effort. And anyone who tells you that this industry is easy really should have another thing coming to them, because this is one of the hardest businesses you're ever going to find. And so I'm paging through my book right now. There's a quote. Don't tell me John Wiley left it out, but it in fact talks about how difficult it is to become a successful investor, how much time and energy. I'll remind you, literally nobody who's walked the face of the earth has ever won their first chess game. I'm not sure if that's true. It's a pretty bold statement, but I'll be willing to get you that not too many people win their first chess game. It's a matter of learning. It's a matter of understanding what you did right, what you did wrong, being willing to look in the face, not blame other people, not blame your advisor, not blame your spouse, not blame your fifth grade teacher, not blame your mother or father, but as Michael will talk about, personal responsibility. And What else can I tell you? What I will say is that I have traveled around the country over the last few weeks giving some keynote speeches. I've also shared with you my belief that this bear market that erupted had nothing to do with valuation. It had nothing to do with demand destruction, as the media would tell you. It had more to do with something more important to society, which was, frankly, the breakdown of trust of organizations and businesses. And if you don't trust organizations and businesses, it is literally impossible to invest. And one of the things we've been talking about for months and we've taken action on is, frankly, formed a nonprofit which is going to try to solve and rebuild trust back across America first and then hopefully around the world. Some of the greatest institutions in this country have already signed on. We'll be making some public announcements. And one of the Thursdays I had to miss our show was when we had a big round table of the principals of our nonprofit to discuss when we can come out, when we can, with full endorsements of the people we want on board, let America share in the fact that there are bad apples and there's plenty of them. But more to the point, there's plenty of good apples out there, and if we can identify the best of the best, let them share their best practices, and let's hold them up to the light rather than the AIGs and the Merrill Lynches, and we don't need to name the names. But when you look across this country, most people get up and they give a fair day's work. They want their neighbor to be well. They want their family to succeed. They want the country to do well. The media would like us to believe that everybody's a pirate and a thief and wants to cut your heart out if you look around and blink for a minute, but this is not the case. And if you hear enough of the bad stories, the breakdown in trust was inevitable. There was a tremendous amount of bad behavior which, frankly, needs to be punished and not swept under the cover, but more importantly, let's highlight the guys that were doing it right. And that's one of the missions, frankly, that I am on. So, folks, if you need some professional money management in this era, and I think this is what it's all about, people are coming home to the realization that you can't start a pot of coffee, run a software program, and have two companies pop out magically, invest in them, and make money overnight. Those software companies, frankly, oversold how easy it was, how you too can become an expert. And frankly, if somebody gave me a scalpel today and told me to go in and do a frontal lobe operation on a patient that has a brain hemorrhage, I wouldn't go in there and do it. I don't have the expertise. I don't have the knowledge. I don't have the know-how. The same way I don't know how to design a golf course. I don't know how to grow roses the proper way, and I also don't give myself my own haircut. I go to professionals who know what they're doing. Folks, I hope you've learned that lesson by now. It's all a matter of finding professionals that you can rely on, and if you can't, then learn to rely on yourself and not blame other people. So what we're going to do here, we hear a little commercial. I want to pave the way for Michael Covell coming on. I think his books are probably the most important books out there with investing. His new documentary is awful dark. There's a silver lining in there if you read or look through the documentary and finish it. Let's bring him on following this quick break. Folks, you are with Profitable Magnet Investing, Voice America Business. We'll be right back following this quick break.
Stocks, bonds, investment opportunities, financial news, and talk. We can help. Call us now toll-free, 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
At the Magnet Investment Group, our job is to maximize returns for both institutional and individual investors. We have a team of licensed investment professionals who are available to handle all facets of financial planning, insurance, and investing for individual retail accounts. Go online now at magnetinvesting.com and see what we can do to help your financial success. Call right now, 1-973-895-4444. The Magnet Investment Group, a disciplined way to pick winning stocks.
I'm Selma, and I'll be your server this evening. The special is pasta primavera, and it comes with a salad. Oh, and by the way, I abuse my children. Lots of times, I beat them for even the smallest reason. When they really get on my nerves, I lock them in the closet for a few hours.
If only child abuse was this easy to recognize, perhaps then more people would report it. If you even suspect abuse, call Child Help at 1-800-4-A-CHILD or visit www.childhelp.org. We've helped millions of people help millions of children, and we can help you. All calls are anonymous and confidential. So remember, 1-800-4-A-CHILD or visit www.childhelp.org. Child Help. Trust your instincts. A public service message brought to you by Child Help and the Ad Council.
Are you tired of the government squandering your tax dollars on bailouts and overpaid bureaucrats? On Free Markets with Dr. Mike Beitler, Mike Beitler and his guests explain why big government regulations are the problem and innovative businesses and free markets are the solution. Listen to Free Markets with Dr. Mike Beitler, Thursday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Business Network.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back, everybody, to Magnet Investing. It's really a pleasure right now. Let me just jump right to it. We're bringing Michael Covell again. If you remember, folks, you know, I was just privileged to meet him, frankly, when I did. I had read both of his books. Trend Following and The Complete Turtle Trader are must-reads for anybody serious about investing. But now Michael went into a new medium and came out with a documentary movie, which I watched last week, thoroughly enjoyed it. The word is broke. It's got a very powerful message to it. And Michael, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Jordan. Thanks for having me again.
Yeah, and like I say, it's a dark title, and there's a very, very dark message in there, but I think there's a silver lining about personal responsibility with your money and taking control over your life. Why don't you share with us again why you did this documentary and what it's all about?
You know, I've had the good fortune to learn how some of the best traders make their money. And it's very different than what the average investor thinks. It's not buy and hold. It's not mutual funds. And so we set forth this plan to make this film a few years back. And in the process of making the film, all of a sudden we had an economic storm hit us, and we had a crash last fall. And you know, I started looking at titles last summer, and for me, I felt that "Broke: The New American Dream" was a perfect title. Because in a sense, I really believe through the bad actions or the less educated actions, many Americans probably were actually making a choice to go broke. If you have a job that pays you perhaps 25 grand a year and you buy 10 condos with no money down, it shouldn't be a surprise that you possibly could end up broke. Now, here's the fun thing about that title. Nobody has to be broke. There are so many ways out. And so it is a hopeful film in the sense that, in an optimistic film, that yes, I take you down the path to kind of show where we've been and do it from a different vantage. But when I end this film, I'm bringing it back to a message of hope.
Right. And let me just tell you, you know, from my side, who believes that you have to love what you do, you may have understated who your relationships have been with. I know you traveled the world, and again, a lot of the interviews are really coming from the top investors of our era. It had to be a lot of fun making that movie, too, and having access to them. I guess you have that access through your prior books and prior relationships.
No, I did. I had the good fortune to sit down with, I'll do some name dropping so people have a flavor. Harry Markowitz is considered the father of modern finance. I had a chance to sit down with Harry, Nobel Prize winner. I had a chance to sit down with David Harding. David has a track record where he's produced 20% a year for the last 20 years. David made 20% last year when the stock market crashed. So when you have a chance to sit down with these people, you can really get some insights. The thing that I could pass along to the average investor about these types of people, though, is while they're often positioned in the press as superheroes, and perhaps their actions and their results and their performance are superhero-like, they still put their pants on the same as we all do. And so in that sense, there's great lessons to learn from them, whether it's watching how they think, how they go about an issue, how they try to solve something, their emotional control. These things we can all learn from.
Right. Now, let's go back to something you mentioned earlier about what they don't do. It's the buy and hold. It's the over-diversification that's been preached on Wall Street that we kind of knocked down in my new book. I know that one of the great interviews you've done with Jimmy Rogers, and then also the analogy of poker and not being in every hand and kind of knowing how to be out of the game, just as important on how to be in the game.
Yeah, I'll address Jim first. I had a chance to sit down with Jim in Singapore last year, and you know, Jim's pretty blunt. Jim's like, if you got mutual funds, get out of them until you can figure out what you really want to do that's better. And he makes the point that you just alluded to is about the over-diversification. Jim really says, look, if you want to get rich, you're not going to get rich with some diversified portfolio. You're going to get rich when you have those several big home runs. Now, there's perhaps more risk there, but ultimately it comes down to the choices people want. If you want average, and average is, you know, a buy and hold mutual fund, a stock index, you're going to get average. If you want rich, if you want the chance for something greater, which I think most people want a chance at that, we only live once, you're going to have to do something a little different.
Right.
I bring up poker in the film.
The analogy to poker was just wonderful.
Well, thank you. You know, I bring poker up in the film, and I sit down with some of the top poker names.
No doubt.
For example, Howard Lederer and Chris Ferguson. If anyone in your audience follows poker, they're going to know those names. And Howard made the great example, and he talked about the correlation, or I guess the symbiotic type relationship between poker and making money, trading. And good poker players, if the hands are not going their direction, they don't double down when the odds are against them. They cut their losses. They get out. You know, you don't do more of something that's not going your way. And Howard made the clear case that you know, it's exactly what good traders, good investors have to do. You have to say, enough, I'm out.
Right. And so what I want to do too, Michael, I want to go back. I know that, and again, the name of your documentary is Broke. I think people need to see it for the several messages that you actually bring. But I also want to go back to something that sometimes something's just very timely and something can actually stand the test of time. I want to go back to Trend Following and The Complete Turtle Trader. I think those books, while written a couple years ago, are probably as timely today as they were the day you wrote them. Are you have as much fun looking at that, or really have you turned into kind of a movie guy at this stage?
Well, no, actually, both books have 2009 editions out. In fact, the Trend Following book was basically re-edited, rewritten, all new material added from what happened in 2008, because the only people that made money in 2008 were Trend Following traders, and they made fortunes. And so my Trend Following book is the newest edition just came out 6 months ago, so that's really updated and current. And is a really good read for people unfamiliar with this strategy. And the Turtle Trader story, likewise, I put a new edition out this spring with a new afterword, and that really gets into the idea that, you know, you can learn this. Because the Turtle story was a true story of these students who were nicknamed the Turtles, and they were taught how to make millions of dollars, and they were average folks. And so it's nurture trumping nature. You don't have to be born with savant-like IQ. You can learn it.
Right. And let me just tell you my takeaway, too, from the Turtle Traders was that the guys who failed, the guys who were sat down in the room, the only ones who failed, let their ego get in the way and didn't follow the discipline. And I think that learning what people do wrong sometimes is as important as what they do right. I think that's really kind of the message of what you shared in Broke. While we have some time, I want you to go through, if you can, any contact information. You know, the movie, you know, everyone knows they could find things on Amazon. Can they find the movie on Amazon as well? Or where can they contact you if they want to know more?
The movie you can find right now at brokemovie.com. And it will be on iTunes and Amazon shortly. Right now you can purchase the DVD, but it's at brokemovie.com. And you can find any additional information about me, my daily blog, or my books. You can just go to covell.com, which is COVEL.com. And that's the easiest way to reach me.
Terrific. You know, and you know, we have a couple minutes. If there's a something you were thinking about that maybe I didn't get to, I know the segment's short, but, you know, I'll leave the time open for you. Anything you're thinking about that you think you want to cover here?
Well, you know, one of the things I did in Broke was I purposely made the film nonpartisan. So it's not a film, if you're on the left or if you're on the right, that you're going to walk in there and there's going to be a bunch of rebel-rousing and grousing about political this, political that. What I do is I just firmly say the government can't help you to make money. And I think it's a really clear point that people need to think about. As much as the news is always talking about the government doing this and the government doing that, that's not your solution. If you want your 401k account to grow, if you want your retirement account to grow, if you want your stock trading account to grow, if you actually think that the government's going to help you to do that, I'm just telling you right now, I don't know if anyone else is saying this message, it's not going to happen. There's no one in the government that really knows what they're doing when it comes to helping your retirement account grow. And if they actually did know what they were doing, we wouldn't have had last year happen. So trusting the same group that didn't prevent last year happening to now fix it, to me, is almost the definition of insanity. And I just hope people think about that as they try and get ahead with their money.
Right. And, you know, let me just kind of add to that. You know, I think you said it earlier, but I'll kind of rephrase it. If you want to be average, or if you want the government to help you in the poverty line, maybe they could do that. But if you want to make real money, if you want to get ahead, if you want to grab the golden ring, it's not going to happen through government actions. And, you know, this show is not about staying off the poverty line. Is figuring out how to be the best you can be. I think that's what your books are about. I think your movie talks about personal responsibility. And that's one of the biggest messages I think it gave, not to blame others, but to really take the personal responsibility.
It's hard. It's hard. And with so many messages that say there's another easy way out, you know, the media says someone's going to do this for you or that, or the government's going to fix that. Personal responsibility is not an easy message in America in 2009, but you know what? It's the only way.
Right. And so let me share, you know, Jimmy Rogers has a passage in my book. I think he's probably one of the most brilliant investors of our era. How to be fun being over. I guess you went over to Singapore to do that interview?
Absolutely. It was great. His little daughter, he moved there specifically to have his little daughters learn Mandarin Chinese from the time they were born. And so it was really fun to capture her on tape singing Chinese.
Unbelievable. Mike, you are living the being immersed with the guys doing it right and the guys who actually are on what I call the tip of the bell curve and watching and learning from them. I think that's probably the only way you could do that. If you want to be mediocre, don't hang around with Michael Covell. I think that's another buzzword, right?
Well, I'll take that. I don't know if it's true, but I'll take it.
So let me just share, you know, I've you know, you have two books. You don't have a third. Will you have any book plans or anything like that coming?
I've got some ideas noodling, so it's we'll see. It's got some ideas noodling.
All right. Well, I know that you're pretty restless, and I'm looking forward to your next project. And thanks for the time out today to join us. Michael, all the very best. Enjoy the rest of the summer. I'm looking forward to catch up with you soon.
Thanks, Jordan. You have a good
okay.
day.
You got it. Okay, folks, we are on Voice America Business. It's Magnet Investing on Voice America Business. We'll be right back following this quick break. We're going to bring on Terry Warren from Nature's Finest, doing it without hardcore pharmaceuticals. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Whether whether the market's up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
At the Magna Investment Group, our job is to maximize returns for both institutional and individual investors. We have a team of licensed investment professionals who are available to handle all facets of financial planning, insurance, and investing for individual retail accounts. Go online now at magnetinvesting.com and see what we can do to help your financial success. Call right now, 1-973-895-4444. The Magna Investment Group, a disciplined way to pick winning stocks.
These days, everyone is looking for information on staying young, healthy, and fit. The Voice America Health and Wellness Network is here to help you on your quest to better health and a better you. We talk about everything from diet, fitness, and aging to substance abuse, personal growth, mental health, and much more. Learn from our experts who cover health and wellness from traditional and holistic perspectives. Tune in to the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. Healthy living starts here.
Perform at your maximum potential, you need to have all aspects of your life working properly. On Mind, Brain, and Body, Dr. Michael John Kell will bring you honest, open discussions concerning your physical, mental, and financial health. If you're ready to find purpose and meaning in your life, tune in to Mind, Brain, and Body every Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific. Mind, Brain, and Body on Voice America Health and Wellness. Radio dedicated to your health, wealth, wisdom, and purpose.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And folks, welcome back to Magnet Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And it is an absolute pleasure to bring on a new friend of mine, Terry Warren from Nature's Finest. And Terry, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you, Jordan. I'm really honored that you would have me on your show.
Okay, well, let me share. We met about 6 months ago, maybe a little bit more than that, folks, and I was impressed not only with what Terry was doing with Nature's Finest, which I'm going to let him talk about in a minute, but more so the man himself, who he is, where he's been, and what he's about. And Terry, let me just remind you, the M in Magnet stands for management. It's always the man behind the project and behind the scenes. Why don't you take just a couple of minutes to let everyone know about your own background, where you're from, and what you've done, and then we'll get into Nature's Finest.
Well, Jordan, I've been very lucky and very blessed to be in the right places at the right time and some incredible opportunities. I was with the Jackson family as a publicist, and specifically LaToya for about 13 years. And during that time, the White House happened to contact the Jacksons to have look for a spokesperson for Just Say No. And I ended up getting an appointment from Just Say No to help with the Just Say No to Drugs campaign. And that was an absolute incredible campaign. I was also fortunate enough to represent the country of Korea. And a variety of natural product companies helped bring MSM to the marketplace. And so I've had a very, very wonderful career in public relations. And I reached a point where I realized that there was a crisis in this country with health. We've got, you know, one out of three people over 50 dying from cancer, one out of five with diabetes, one out of four with heart disease. And in representing a lot of these natural product companies, I just saw incredible, phenomenal results with people using the things that were out there that were natural.
Switch. Let me cover for him for a little bit. I hope he calls right back in again. One of the reasons that I began the relationship and what was interesting with me with Terry was that my wife actually believes that you have to actually eat right, exercise right. It is no magic pill. There is no thing you can swallow to get you healthy. And the reality is Terry's Nature's Finest is all about alternative medicines, alternatives to just big pharmaceutical pills and whatnot. And I think that when I met him, the conviction of actually teaching personal responsibility was really what Nature's Finest website was all about. And I spent some time on it and got to know the man, got to know what he's really all about, wanted him to get a chance. Now, engineers out there, if he disconnected himself, calls back in, let him come right back on again.
I'm here, Jordan.
Oh, I didn't hear you. Yeah, okay, I lost you a little bit. So let me let you keep going.
Oh, okay. Anyway, you know, regarding my career, I've just been very fortunate and very blessed to represent a lot of very famous people and a lot of great causes. I was involved in the movement against domestic violence and, of course, the Just Say No to Drugs campaign. And now the balance of my life I want to spend to improving the quality of life on the planet and helping people to be able to make intelligent decisions about their bodies. And the statement that you made is absolutely correct. There is no secret pill. It's a matter of education. It's a matter of, you know, millions of people are dying every day, and I believe that they're dying from lack of knowledge. And unfortunately, we've become a society that is obese, and that's due to lack of exercise and poor eating habits.
Let's get directly to your website, because I think what you've tried to do with your website is to have a collection of experts, a collection of information that people begin to take personal responsibility. So tell them the name of your website, where to find it, and then what you're trying to do on the site specifically.
Okay. Well, the name of the website, of course, is www.onlynaturesfinest.com. Again, onlynaturesfinest.com. And the purpose of the website is twofold. One is to provide information and education to allow people to make intelligent decisions. And again, this is not me recommending any particular thing. What I have done is pulled together a board of advisors and understand that I am not against traditional medicine. I think we have some of the finest doctors in the world. And when it comes to trauma and those kind of things, we have no better medical system. But I do believe that there are other things that can be done other than just taking a pill. And so what we've done is we have what we call an integrative medicine site. I mean, my site consists of medical doctors. I have one doctor who is a quadruple board certified surgeon on the board for two hospitals and a university. I have a triple board certified oncologist with regards to cancer. I have an OBYGN that's delivered 14,000 babies. And I have I have the leading Ayurvedic doctor and scientist in the world in India that evaluates the products before they go into the hospitals there. I have two Nobel Prize nominees and there were PhDs that were nominated for Nobel Prizes in science and medicine. And so I have this, some leading chiropractic doctors, some homeopathic doctors. And what I've done is created a bridge between the traditional medical doctors and the natural doctors. And we believe that we should use the best that science has created to evaluate, diagnose, and analyze. And as a matter of fact, it's interesting because just this last week, John Hopkins came out with a press release that they believe that there were other alternatives than chemotherapy to cancer and that those alternatives were actually more effective, and which is a huge breakthrough. Recently there was a breakthrough with regards to the announcements about mercury in the teeth. So all of a sudden, a lot of these things that have been known for hundreds of years are now, you know, coming to light. And people are starting to become aware. There's starting to be an education process. And the Internet is just an incredible tool. And my goal is to be the website that people can go to with absolute trust and confidence that they're going to get accurate information from a variety of doctors to help them to make intelligent and wise decisions as to what to do with their bodies.
Well, again, that's why I have you on here. It's all about people doing the right things, people trying to make the world a better place, and I think that your point's well taken. This country does have a wonderful medical platform, but there's all alternatives to taking the pill, and anybody who wants to eat 5 ice creams and 6 beers and then take a pill at the end of the night and think they're in shape after no exercise is probably heading down a road of destruction. And the combination of teaching people exercise, correct diet, maybe alternative medicine when you can. And I'll share with you, I was just on vacation, and I developed this wicked swimmer's ear type of thing. And I went on your website to look for if there was an alternative or what I actually should do in the middle of the night. And that's really what your site is for, is providing the information with all kinds of things, not just cancer, not just diabetes, but like you said, a host of almost everything. Now, we have a couple minutes left in the segment. I want to make sure any contact information you want to give out, any phone numbers, websites, take the time to do that. And then again, Terry, if I forgot to ask you something that's dear to your heart, let it out.
Well, one of the things I'd like to mention, and this is very, very important, and again, it's basically just www.onlynaturesfinest.com. My personal email is drpwarren@onlynaturesfinest.com. But one of the things that I'm doing, there's a real serious problem in this country with knowing what's natural and what isn't. And there's been a great deception. You know, you can walk into any one of these markets, and I'll, you know, Whole Foods, Mother's, it doesn't matter. They're all very good, and they got a whole bunch of products on there. But a lot of the manufacturers, they'll say 100% natural, and there may only be 10 or 20% of the real actual natural part in there, and the rest are additives and fillers. And we are getting ready, and we've been working for 2 years with a group of scientists to develop the first Only Nature's Finest certified natural. It will be like the Good Housekeeping seal. We will take the products, we will examine them, we'll send them to a laboratory. We need to make sure that there's correct manufacturing processes. See, a lot of the big problem in the natural product industry is a lot of people equate natural products with snake oil, and it's really not true. There's tremendous science that behind a lot of these products, clinicals, efficacy. And so we've created a certification program which we're getting ready to launch here this in the next couple of weeks that will start certifying things. So when a person walks into a market, they'll be able to look for the certification seal, like the Good Housekeeping seal or the UL seal of approval, and know with absolute confidence that they're getting what it says on the label. And that's very, very important because people need to know that they're being, you know, that companies are being honest and forthright and putting on the label what's really in the product. And we're going to make sure that every product that we have on our site, as well as other products that are out there, are certified so people know that they're buying what it says and that they're getting what they're supposed to be getting.
Terry, I think that's an important issue. Again, with all the interest, clearly organic, natural, people want to have the quick sale. They know if they put that on their label, it's going to attract the eyeballs. But it's a very good point. A lot of people are saying organic, natural, this and that. And then you hold it up to the light, and it's really just another come-on. So, again, this I figured you'd go that kind of route, always just looking to do the right thing, complete information, let the consumer really know what they're getting, know what they're doing. The informed consumers, the guy who's going to keep himself healthy. We all want to live a little longer and live a little healthier. With more information and Nature's Finest, I think you're doing a wonderful job. I think your heart's in the right place. I really appreciate you taking the time to come on joining us today.
Well, Jordan, I appreciate you having me. I ever since I met you, I felt that you were an incredible man of integrity. And I know that one of the things that's important to you is that trust. And I know that you feel that America has been lacking that trust recently, and that's what you're about. And so, you know, I'm hoping that Only Nature's Finest will be a site that people can go to and trust that they're you know, being treated right, getting the right information. And I know that that lines up with your philosophy in life as well.
Well, you got that right. Listen, I'm really looking forward to continued relationship, getting to know each other better. It's new friends. There's a lot going on together, and I'm going to look forward for you helping me rebuild trust throughout this country. Once again, thanks for coming on again, and you are listening, folks, to Voice America Business. It's Magnet Investing. We need a quick break. We got to go to the sponsors. We're going to be right back following this quick break.
Thank you, Jordan.
Whether the market's up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
At the Magna Investment Group, our job is to maximize returns for both institutional and individual investors. We have a team of licensed investment professionals who are available to handle all facets of financial planning, insurance, and investing for individual retail accounts. Go online now at magnetinvesting.com and see what we can do to help your financial success. Call right now, 1-973-895-4444. The Magna Investment Group, a disciplined way to pick winning stocks.
Show. Are you ready for some football? Well, here it comes. The Owen Hodge Show is bringing you the funniest hour in sports talk radio. This action-packed show is hosted by the outspoken fullback, Big Hodge, and the knowledgeable defensive back, Odie. This show will focus on the NFL, but touch on all things sports. Owen Hodge will provide you with a true player's perspective that'll give you insight, make you think, and definitely make you laugh. Owen Hodge have accumulated 6 championship rings, so obviously they know things. Check out the Owen Hodge Show at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Sports Network. The Owen Hodge Show.
Looking for a good time? We've got a show that will give you a wild ride. This show will make you feel good, and it's not even bad for you. You need your time to let loose. It's time for a feel-good party. Pull up to the computer, mix yourself a drink, and turn up the speakers. Happy Hour is here. Every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. It's called the biggest radio show in the world. Hosted by international personality and pundit Michael DeMarco. You don't know what's coming next. The biggest radio show in the world on Voice America.
From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back, everybody, to Magnet Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And, folks, you just heard two outstanding individuals from really separate parts of the world talking about the same thing, talking about integrity, personal accountability. And also, I have to share that Michael Covell, absolutely modest as can be, not really even trying to highlight the fact that he spent the greater part of a couple years traveling around with the greatest investors of our era, the highest returns, and what they all have in common is this concept of no ego, doing an incredible amount of homework, knowing as much as they possibly can about a given subject, but letting the market and letting the outside world dictate some feedback to them so they know they're on the right course, they know they're on the wrong course, they kind of know when to fold, they know when to double down, and again, they don't try to create, but they try to the biggest opportunity when something's presented to them. And I think that's an important message. And, you know, one of the reasons, again, that I love doing this radio show is all of these segments are recorded in perpetuity on the Internet. You can go back 2 years, listen to Jimmy Rogers. You can listen to Michael Steinhardt, again, the man with the highest return over any period of time in the hedge fund world, returning $18 billion back to his investors simply because he got a little tired and didn't want to sell his name out and sell his company. He returned all that money after the highest compound returns. You can go in on our Voice America just listen to those old segments. And again, a lot of people always want to tell you about their best calls, their best trades, their best this or that, but you have to be able to go back and hear what they were saying at any given time. And the thing that I want to go back to, the total consistency of the show is not trying to give you the stock of the day, not trying to give you the tip of the day, or the fish of the day. It's teach a man to fish and feed him for life, teach him to take personal responsibility, but with the reminder that if you're going to try to invest and put your hard after-tax money to work, this is not a very easy business. This is not an easy thing to do. In fact, I believe that there's misinformation given out in the media to help you to sell at the wrong time, to help you to buy at the wrong time, not because they're crooks, but because the human nature wants to invest when the lights are the brightest, when the green light is on, when the blue skies are out, and the media has a way of feeding these stories and giving confidence at the wrong time. On the other hand, when things look bleak and the sun's never going to come out, the world's going to end, the sky's falling, that's when in an auction market you get your best valuation. So if you're able to keep a clear head, that's when you make your money. And I just penned an article for Equities Magazine. If you haven't been receiving Equities Magazine, you should contact me directly. We'll get you a complimentary subscription. I just wrote an article yesterday talking, in fact, about Jimmy Rogers saying the long-term trend of commodities is clearly higher. He was hoping for a pullback in China. He was hoping for a crash in the China market so he can go in and invest more money. Well, he got the crash. He got the pullback in commodities, and I can pretty much willing to bet you he didn't panic and sell, but he put more money in while the public was running into 0% treasuries, hearing about the collapse of China, hearing about the fact that the commodity market was dead, that demand destruction was such that nobody wanted to drive, nobody wanted a car, that no 16-year-old kid would want a car when they became eligible to drive. And folks, that just goes against human nature. People want to have the good things. They're willing to work for it. They're willing to put the work in school. They're willing to do what you need to do to have what you want, to find things in life. And when you have a growing population increasing their standard of living and billions of more on the planet being exposed to their first breakfast jack and Big Mac and whatever you have, well, these people are going to work to do it. If they can have a refrigerator, a toaster oven, a pair of Nikes, and again, none of these are recommendations for the stocks, but you get the message, folks. People want to live a little better. They want to have shoes in their feet. They might even want to have two or three pairs of shoes and two or three pairs of sneakers of different brands, and they're willing to put the work in to get it. And that's the simple message. These periodic breaks in the market, the pullbacks, the market cycles that are inevitable, bear markets create opportunities and the bull markets create excesses. People think they're geniuses, they overleverage themselves, they try too hard, and then when the pullback comes, they panic thinking that a new cycle will not begin. Well, we were saying over and over in February and March, please go back, listen to those shows. People were rushing into 0% treasuries, and we were urging people to fight the media, to fight the belief that the world, in fact, was collapsing. And in an auction market, you want to buy when people are fearful and when everybody is drunk and enthusiastically bidding on everything in sight. Is that when you think you should be buying at an auction? Well, of course not. But the market is emotional. That's why so many people, when you look at the track record of Peter Lynch, who ran the most successful mutual fund in history, the documents from Fidelity will show you more people lost money in Fidelity Magellan than made money. not because Peter Lynch wasn't an exceptional money manager, but over and over people would come in after a big run, and then they'd exit the fund on a pullback. And it happened over and over. And I guess it was a no-load fund, and people, there was no expenses, so all they had to do is pick up the phone, switch from cash to invested, and they lost money over and over because they simply couldn't control their emotions. The magnet method of investing is all about a quantitative method to look for the tip of the bell curve, the best of the best, tune out the rest, tune out the media, and just find the exceptional companies that for some reason are able in that environment to increase their revenues, increase their earnings, increase their profit margins, deliver to the shareholders, even when plenty of companies will go bankrupt. It just works out that not everyone can make it into the NBA, not everyone could make it into Major League Baseball, and not too many people can hit a 90-mile-an-hour slider and hit it over the wall. So there is the Yankees. There are the Lakers, there are the best of the best, and if you just focus on that, then you don't actually care who's the president of the United States, what the next interest rate move in, or maybe even what the dollar is doing versus the yen or the pound, which is what they were asking me over in CNBC Monday afternoon. At the end of the segment, the lights turned off and they said, hey, isn't this a bunch of nonsense? We have to fill the air. I shouldn't say that so much. Hopefully the guys at CNBC are not listening, but the fact is they need to fill the airtime with a little bit of fluff every day. You have to be consistent. You have to know what you're doing, and we're teaching people to fish here. We're not giving them the fish of the day. So, folks, I have to tell you, it's wonderful to join you again. It's been a couple weeks on the road. Looking forward to next week already. It is beautiful and sunny. We haven't seen too much of the sun here in New Jersey, so I'm going to soak it up a little bit this afternoon. Have a wonderful week ahead. Big profits. Go out, buy a copy of Magnet Method of Investing, and if you want to call me, my direct line in New York City, 212-417-8141. Call me direct. Speak to me. We'd love to hear what you're thinking. Have a wonderful week ahead. Profits ahead. We'll see you next week. Bye now.
Voice America Business would like to thank you for logging on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Tune in for another exciting hour of profitable investing right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk. Voice America Business.